and mighty, Lord, and powerful. You are loving to us, Lord. We see your grace on us, Lord. We humble ourselves before your presence this morning, Lord. Just as the shepherds did when they saw your glory. Just as those wise men that traveled from far away to come and see you, Lord. Lord, allow us to see your glory today. Allow us, Lord, to grow in the knowledge of your goodness, Lord. Favor, Lord. May we see your majesty such that it is, Lord. And as Moses said, show us your glory. We pray that, Lord, this morning. We want to know you better, Lord. For that is the power of every Christian. To know you, Lord, in such a way. To know your power. And to know you, Lord, in such a way, Lord, that we be one in you continually. Oh, Father, guide us through this message this morning. Encourage us, transform us, Lord. And allow us, Lord, to see your face through this. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for this morning, for these songs of worship, Lord. For safety and family, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that we have in our heart through your Spirit, Lord. It is the strength of our lives, Lord. Lord, guide us now in your mighty name.
Amen.
You may be seated this morning. Amen. Merry Christmas, church. Amen. I was sharing last night, and I want to keep going on this idea of the glory of Christ a little deeper. And, I mean, can you imagine the glory of Christ being revealed in a little baby? Throughout the month, we've been looking at the promises of Christ and the incarnation of Christ. But also we saw his humility last week. Now this week we're going to look at the glory of Christ as he's fully revealed. Not to everyone, but to those that God chose. And there is so much to see in this. There was sensitivity. There is a hunger for the things of God. There is a desire to know what God is doing in the midst of Judea, in Jerusalem. And although Christ came in a very dark time, that little light of Jesus that was starting to be revealed was expanding so big in the hearts of people. Now in Luke chapter 2 we see the story of Christ being revealed to a man whose name is Simeon. Now he was waiting for the revelation of Jesus Christ. In fact, when it says here that when the time came in verse 22, for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. This is what happened to every baby in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Israel. Now, it says that there was a man in verse 25 in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was a righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Now the glory of Christ was bringing consolation here. The Holy Spirit was upon this man, Simeon, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit That he will not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now look at this. This is the Messiah of Adonai. The Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. So God is obviously guiding these men to know that something major is happening right now. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him upon in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. A light for revelation to the Gentiles. So a light reveals. It discovers. It manifests. And it is the glory of God being revealed now to a new group of people, which is the Gentiles. And for glory to your people Israel. So what that means is the heaviness, the weight of this glory is being revealed through the people of Israel. And through them. So that they may be the ones that in many ways saw the Messiah, and Jesus was a Jew. Now we look at this, and we've been going through this, the incarnation of Christ, and let me tell you something about this glory here. In his flesh, Christ was a simple human being. This glory of Christ was not external.
Esta gloria de Cristo no era algo externo,
but divine,
pero divino,
spiritual,
espiritual,
and undiscernible to the natural eye.
Y no se podía discernir con el ojo natural.
In Isaiah, the Bible says that he had no form or majesty that we should look at him.
En Isaías la Biblia dice que él no tenía hermosura ni belleza para que le desearan.
Behold him or to see him in such a greatness as a human being.
Sino que simplemente se le veía como un ser humano.
Now there was no beauty that we should desire him.
No había belleza en él para que le desearan.
So how these people saw the glory of Christ?
¿Cómo es que esta gente pudo ver la gloria
de
Cristo?
They saw it in the spiritual realm.
La vieron en un área espiritual.
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
A través de la revelación del Espíritu.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter, I guess 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, it says,
la Biblia dice en Primera de Corintios 2:14.
The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God.
El hombre natural no puede recibir las cosas del Espíritu.
For they are folly to him.
Porque para él son locura.
And he is not able to understand them because they are to be spiritually discerned.
Porque se han de discernir espiritualmente.
So when we look at Jesus,
así que cuando vemos a Jesús,
we need to understand the promise, the arrival, the person, the work, the message.
Necesitamos entender la promesa, la llegada, el mensaje.
And the crucifixion and revelation.
Y la crucificación y la revelación.
All these things combined.
Todas estas cosas combinadas.
Is the message of the gospel.
Es el mensaje del evangelio.
That has inside.
Que tiene dentro.
The riches of the glory of Christ.
De la gloria de Cristo.
And so this is the message of the gospel.
Este es el mensaje del evangelio.
Christ came to save us from the wrath of the Father.
Cristo vino a salvarnos de la ira del Padre.
Christ was pierced by our transgressions.
Cristo fue molido por nuestras transgresiones.
He died for us.
Murió por nosotros.
In order to reveal the glory of God.
Para podernos revelar la gloria de Dios.
He is the just.
Él es el justo.
And the justifier.
Y el justificador.
Of us.
Nuestro.
So when he revealed his glory, all of a sudden he's protecting us, saving us, rescuing us. For he paid the price of our sins. Now, we're going to, and we look at some of these things, but as we look at this, let me tell you how this is so important for us this morning.
2
Corinthians chapter 4.
Capítulo 4.
In 2 Corinthians,
Corinthians
says this, that the God of this world,
que el Dios de este mundo,
Satan,
Satanás
has blinded the eyes of the unbelievers,
ha cegado los ojos de los incrédulos,
to keep them from seeing the light of the glory of Christ.
Para impedirles que puedan ver la luz de la gloria de Cristo.
For in the light of the gospel,
porque en la luz del evangelio,
it's the glory of Christ.
Está la gloria de Cristo,
the image of God.
La imagen de Dios.
So if people is veiled to see the true gospel,
así que si la gente no se le permite ver el evangelio verdadero,
they don't see the glory of Christ.
No pueden ver la gloria,
and they can't see the image of God.
No pueden ver la imagen de Dios.
So the gospel came to reveal Jesus,
así que el evangelio vino para revelar a Jesús,
in grace but also in truth.
En gracia, pero también en verdad.
John 1:14, and we've been saying it over and over, the word became flesh.
Juan 1:14 dice, y lo podemos repetir una y otra vez, porque
the word became
la
flesh
palabra se hizo carne,
and dwelt among us,
y habitó entre nosotros,
and we have seen his glory.
Y hemos visto su gloria.
Glory as of the only Son,
gloria como la del unigénito,
full of grace and truth.
Lleno de gracia y de verdad.
So when God in 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, God who said, let light shine out of darkness,
cuando Dios en 2 de Corintios dice, la luz brilló en medio de las tinieblas,
he has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God,
él ha mostrado en nuestros corazones la verdadera luz de la gloria de Dios,
in the face of Jesus Christ,
en la cara de Jesucristo, en el rostro de Jesucristo.
So we have an encounter with Christ.
Así que podemos tener un encuentro con Cristo.
We are born again.
Somos nacidos de nuevo.
We have a relationship with God.
Tenemos una relación con Dios.
And it is important for us to know,
y es importante para nosotros que sepamos,
that as we get to know Jesus,
que a medida que conocemos a Jesús,
we would have a relationship,
vamos a tener una relación,
that reveals his glory continually to us.
Su gloria a nosotros.
And I want you to know this, the glory of Christ is a character of God.
Quiero que sepan esto, la gloria de Cristo es el carácter de Dios.
Yes, the wrath of God,
la ira de Dios,
but also the grace of God.
Pero también la gracia de Dios.
The justice of God,
la justicia de Dios,
but also the justification.
Pero también la justificación.
You are a sinful person.
Tú eres una persona pecadora.
I am a sinful person.
Yo soy una
persona in need
pecadora,
of grace.
En necesidad de gracia.
But that does not diminish the justice and righteousness of God.
Pero eso no baja la justicia ni la gracia de Dios.
God is still holy.
Dios todavía es santo.
So the only way that I can come to God himself,
así que el único que puede venir hasta Dios mismo,
is through Christ.
Es a través de Jesucristo.
Because his glory avails me,
porque su gloria me permite,
to see the glory of God.
La gloria de Dios.
Now the glory of Christ is also the love of God restoring us to that relationship.
Ahora, la gloria de Dios, de Cristo, también es ese amor de Dios restaurando nuestra relación.
In spite of our sins.
A pesar de nuestros pecados.
Because we still sin.
Porque todavía pecamos.
We fail, we make mistakes.
Fallamos, cometemos errores.
But the more we sin,
pero lo más que pecamos,
the more we go to the glory of God,
más
of Christ.
Podemos ir a la gloria de Dios.
Because he continues to be the way,
porque continúa siendo el camino,
of mercy and favor for us.
Misericordia de favor para
now,
nosotros.
The glory of Christ is that present in a fallen world.
Ahora, la gloria de Dios está presente en este mundo caído,
and in which we need,
en el que nosotros necesitamos,
direction, endurance,
dirección y resistencia,
and also a passion to love the Lord.
Y pasión para amar al Señor.
What is the problem really today? And I've been thinking about this so much this month. Is how many people go through December to Christmas time?
Lo que yo creo que el problema es hoy, y he estado pensando a través de todo este mes, ¿cuánta gente va a través de Navidad, en el mes de diciembre?
And they have no idea of the glory of Christ.
Ni siquiera tienen idea de la gloria de Dios.
They may mention Christ.
Ni siquiera mencionan a Cristo.
They may celebrate Christmas in some way.
Tal vez celebren Navidad.
But they have no idea of the glory of
pero
Christ.
Tienen idea de la gloria de Cristo.
And for me,
y para mí,
is this, Lord,
es esto, Señor,
am I loving you with all my heart,
con todo mi corazón,
with all my soul,
con toda mi alma,
with all my strength and my mind?
Fuerzas, con toda mi mente.
Is your glory really a focus in my life? Is that a passion for me? Am I seeking the glory of God on daily circumstances? I mean, there is so much entertainment. And you know, diversion of things of God. The glory of Christ should be my passion.
Hay diversidad de las cosas de Dios. Hay cosas que nos desvían de las cosas de Dios, pero la gloria de Cristo debe ser mi pasión.
People has not been satisfied with the glory of Christ.
La gente no ha sido satisfecha con la gloria de Dios.
But even inside the church,
pero aún dentro de la iglesia,
The glory of Christ is not a priority.
La gloria de Cristo no es una prioridad.
We're looking for satisfaction in the wrong places.
Estamos buscando por satisfacción en los lugares equivocados.
And in many ways that fulfills what the Bible says in Romans.
Y en muchas maneras eso llena lo que la Biblia dice en Romanos.
They didn't honor God.
No honraron a Dios.
They exchanged the glory of God
cambiaron la gloria de Dios
for the glory of creatures, and they did not acknowledge God.
Y no reconocieron a Dios.
So therefore God gave them up.
Así que Dios los entregó.
Three times the Bible says to gave them up to lust.
Tres veces la Biblia dice los entregó a pasiones.
And passions and debased minds. Because they refused to submit to the glory
porque
of God.
No quisieron rendirse a la gloria de Dios.
So, one of the things
una de las cosas
that is vital for us
que es vital para nosotros
is the glory of Christ.
Es la gloria de Cristo.
Whether we are poor or rich,
sea que seamos pobres o ricos,
in a strong nation or in a weak nation,
en una nación fuerte o débil,
in a broken world,
en un mundo
unstable, in family or in loneliness, we need the glory of Christ in our lives continually, because that gives us the passion and the strength to keep going forward. That's why I need His glory. So let's go here to the next thing. Why do I need His glory? What does the glory of Christ accomplish in my life?
El siguiente punto aquí es ¿por qué necesito la gloria? ¿Y qué es lo que la gloria puede cumplir o llevar a cabo en mi vida?
The glory of Christ. And I want to mention four things here. Some of them are in the notes, some of them are not. But this is just going a little deeper. As Christians, this is why we need the glory of Christ in us.
Quiero mencionar cuatro cosas aquí. Algunas están ahí en sus notas, otras no. Pero voy a mencionarlas porque como cristianos, esta es la razón por la que necesitamos la gloria de Dios.
The glory of Christ produces transformation in the believer.
La gloria de Dios produce transformación.
How many of you need transformation?
¿Cuántos de ustedes necesitan transformación?
Continually.
Continually.
Look at 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Miremos
en 2
Corintios 3:17 y 18.
The Lord is the Spirit.
Porque el Señor es espíritu.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
y donde está el espíritu del Señor,
there is freedom.
Ahí hay libertad.
See, we are bound.
Estamos conectados.
Sometimes tied down. Broken.
A veces estamos rotos.
And when we see the Spirit in our lives, we have freedom.
Pero cuando vemos el Espíritu de nuestra vida, eso nos trae libertad.
We all, verse 18 says,
nosotros todos,
with unveiled face,
podemos ver,
beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from the one degree of glory.
Mirando a cara descubierta, como en un espejo, la gloria del Señor, somos transformados de gloria en gloria.
To another. And then it says on the last part, for this come from the Lord who is the Spirit.
En la misma imagen, y dice la frase final, como por el Espíritu del Señor.
So when the glory of Christ is being revealed,
así que cuando la gloria de Cristo está siendo revelada,
we are changed.
Somos cambiados.
I see my sinfulness,
yo veo mi pecado,
but I see also the in the justice of God,
pero también en la justicia de Dios,
I see His grace.
Veo su gracia.
When I deserve to be punished,
cuando yo merezco ser castigado,
or even put to death,
o aún muerto,
because of my sin,
por mis pecados,
I see the glory of Christ giving me mercy.
Gloria de Cristo. Veo su misericordia.
Giving me that grace that I need to move forward. Now, transformation,
dándome gracia para moverme adelante. Ahora la transformación
is something that I need in the things that I struggle with.
Es una de las cosas que necesitamos y con las que batallamos.
Anger, sin,
pecado,
failure,
fallas,
fears,
miedos,
all kinds of things that sometimes attack my life.
Todo tipo de temores y cosas que a veces atacan nuestra vida.
Transformations of behaviors.
La transformación es de
that are impossible for me to change. I need more of the glory of Christ in my life. Now, the next thing here that the glory of Christ produces is encouragement.
Ahora, la siguiente cosa que la gloria de Cristo produce es ánimo.
Look at Colossians 1:26-27.
Colosenses 1:26-27 dice.
And it's talking about a mystery. This mystery is the gospel revealed in the glory of Christ.
Está hablando acerca del misterio. Este misterio es el evangelio revelado en la gloria de Cristo.
The mystery hidden for ages and generations,
el misterio que había estado oculto desde los siglos y edades,
but now revealed to His saints,
pero que ahora ha sido manifestado a sus santos,
to them God chose to make known,
a quienes Dios quiso dar a conocer,
How great among the Gentiles
la riqueza de la gloria
are the riches of the glory of this mystery,
de este misterio entre los gentiles,
which is Christ in you,
que es Cristo en vosotros,
the hope of glory.
La esperanza de gloria.
So hope encourages us.
Así que la esperanza nos anima.
Whatever we're going through,
en lo que estemos pasando,
God gives us hope and understanding.
Dios nos da esperanza y entendimiento.
He's in control.
Él está en control.
There is a perfect plan going on in the world.
Hay un plan perfecto.
We know that we will see God.
Sabemos que vamos a ver a
when we lose our loved ones,
cuando perdemos nuestros amados,
we know they're in heaven.
Sabemos dónde están.
When we lose our health,
cuando perdemos nuestra salud,
we know where we're going.
Sabemos a dónde vamos.
When we are broken by the financial situations in our lives,
cuando estamos devastados por las situaciones financieras en nuestra vida,
we know that all things work together for good in the Christian.
Sabemos que todas las cosas funcionan para bien en la vida del cristiano.
In time of uncertainty,
y aún en tiempos que no estamos seguros,
opposition,
en oposición,
and trouble,
en problemas,
we need the glory of Christ in our lives to encourage us.
Necesitamos la gloria de
this world is full of tribulation.
Para animarnos, porque este mundo está lleno de tribulaciones.
But Christ says, I have overcome the world.
Pero Cristo dice, yo he vencido el mundo.
Take heart. Be hopeful about the situations
tomar
of your life. So look at Christ praying for us. He says in John 17:10-13, I am glorified in them.
Vemos a Cristo orando por nosotros en Juan capítulo 17 versos 10 al 13 y he sido glorificado en ellos.
And I am no longer in the world.
Y ya no estoy en el mundo.
And I am coming to you.
Mas estos están en el mundo, yo voy a ti.
Holy Father,
Padre Santo,
keep them in your name.
A los que me has dado, guárdalos en tu nombre.
Which you have given me.
Los que me has dado.
That they may be one.
Para que sean uno.
Even as we are one.
Así como nosotros.
While I was with them,
cuando estaba con ellos,
I kept them in your name.
En el mundo, yo los guardaba en tu nombre.
Which you have given me, I have guarded them,
yo los guardé,
and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction,
se perdió, sino el hijo de perdición,
that the scripture might be fulfilled.
Para que la escritura se cumpliera.
But now I am coming to you,
pero ahora voy a ti,
and these things I speak in the world,
y hablo esto en el mundo,
that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves.
Para que tengan mi gozo cumplido.
There are so many promises here.
Hay tantas promesas aquí.
God is guarding us because of the prayer of Jesus.
Dios nos está guardando por lo que Jesús.
He's protecting us.
Él nos protege.
The scripture is being fulfilled in us.
La escritura se cumple en nosotros.
But then the joy of God is fulfilled in ourselves.
Pero luego el gozo de Cristo se cumple también.
That's encouragement for us in the midst of trouble.
Eso nos anima en medio de los problemas.
The glory of Christ in us is encouragement.
La gloria de Cristo en nosotros.
His glory is our direction.
Sus glorias,
our satisfaction, our endurance, and our joy.
Satisfacción, es resistencia, es gozo.
So we have transformation, we have encouragement. In fact, right here in this passage also, we have unity.
Tenemos transformación, tenemos ánimo, y en este pasaje vemos también que tenemos unidad.
And then also, I want to share something that is not in your notes. The strength of God
también
that comes through the
hope.
When we have that hope in the glory of Christ,
cuando tenemos esa esperanza en la gloria de Cristo,
when we experience the glory of Christ,
cuando experimentamos la gloria de Cristo.
Ephesians 3:14 and 15,
Efesios capítulo 14, 3, 14 y 15,
and 16 actually too,
16 también.
Look what it says, for this reason,
por esta causa,
I bow my knees before the Father,
doblo mis rodillas, delante del Padre,
from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named,
bajo quien toda familia y nombre en la tierra,
that according to the riches of his glory,
que de acuerdo a las riquezas de su gloria,
he may grant you to be strengthened,
nos dé el ser fortalecidos,
strengthened with power,
con poder,
through his spirit in your inner being,
a través de su espíritu en el hombre interior.
So when the glory of Christ is in us,
cuando la gloria de Cristo está en nosotros,
we are strengthened supernaturally with power in our inner being, our heart, our mind. Deep in our life, we have the encouragement of the Lord strengthening us and moving us forward. How many of you need strength today? I look at the things that are going sometimes in the world and I think, Lord, strengthen us.
Yo veo las cosas que están pasando en el mundo alrededor de nosotros y digo, Señor, ayúdanos, anímanos.
It is God who strengthens us.
Es Dios el que nos fortalece.
Through the glory of Christ.
A través de la gloria de Cristo.
So let us, and I mean, this is a Christmas morning here.
Esta es una mañana de Navidad.
Message of Christmas.
Un mensaje navideño.
But this is really the aim of every Christian.
Pero en realidad esto es la, el propósito, la meta de cada cristiano.
To come to Christ.
Venir a Cristo.
And grow in our knowledge of His glory.
Crecer en el conocimiento de su gloria.
How do I experience the glory of Jesus?
¿Cómo yo experimento la gloria de Cristo?
How do I go deeper in this understanding of His glory?
¿Cómo puedo crecer y profundizarme más en el conocimiento de este entendimiento?
In the grace of God,
en la gracia de Dios,
He's already revealing Himself to us.
Él ya se ha revelado a nosotros.
It is by His sovereign power.
Es solamente por su poder.
It is just His favor on us.
Es su favor en nosotros.
And yet at the same time I have to have a willingness to come and receive this grace.
Pero al mismo tiempo yo debo de querer venir y recibir esta gracia.
I mean, people know of God. Amen.
La gente sabe de Dios.
They have no excuse.
No tienen excusa.
But they choose to exchange the glory of God.
Pero han escogido cambiar la gloria de Dios.
For the glory of things of this world.
Por la gloria de cosas en este mundo.
And that is a risk for Christians today.
Y eso es un riesgo para nosotros como cristianos.
The phone, busyness,
el teléfono,
people,
la ocupación,
just fears,
la gente,
the opposition of Satan in our lives, all kinds of problems that are rising up sometimes.
Los problemas en la
they
vida.
Take our eyes away from the glory of God. And we start looking at the things of this world.
Y empezamos a ver las cosas de este mundo.
And then we get distracted rather than being willing to seek for that glory of Christ. And it takes a relationship for me to understand this glory, because the glory of Jesus has been revealed to those who belong to Him. One of the things that goes through this message in my mind is this: Christ desires to reveal His glory to His own people.
Una de las cosas que cruza mi mente esta mañana en este mensaje es Cristo desea revelar su gloria a su gente.
The eyes of the unbeliever are veiled to the glory of Christ.
Los ojos de los incrédulos no pueden ver la gloria de Cristo.
But for us Christians,
pero para nosotros cristianos,
His glory is a possibility.
Su gloria es una posibilidad.
Now look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 25.
Veamos en Mateo capítulo 11.
This grace of God, and yet we look for His glory.
Esta gloria de Dios para que busquemos por ella.
At that time, Jesus declared.
En ese momento, Jesús declaró.
I thank you, Father.
Yo te doy gracias, Padre,
Lord of heaven and earth,
Señor del cielo y de la tierra,
that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding,
porque escondiste estas cosas de los sabios y de los entendidos,
and revealed them to little children.
Y las revelaste a los niños.
This is the grace of God. He opens His glory to little children.
Esta es la gloria de Dios. Él abre su gloria a los niños pequeños.
And He hides it.
Y la esconde.
Of the wise and understanding.
De los entendidos y de los sabios.
He says, no, I have my people and I'm going to reveal my glory to them.
Él dice, tengo mi gente, mi pueblo, voy a revelarles mi gloria.
And then look why he reveals it in verse 26.
Es que lo revela en el 26.
Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will.
Sí, Padre, porque así te agradó.
And all things have been handed over to me by my Father.
Todas las cosas me fueron entregadas por mi Padre.
And no one knows the Son except the Father.
Y nadie conoce al Hijo sino el Padre.
And no one knows the Father except the Son.
Ni al Padre conoce alguno sino el Hijo.
And anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him.
Y aquel a quien el Hijo lo quiera revelar.
So Christ chooses to reveal Himself.
Así que Cristo decide revelarse a sí mismo.
And to reveal the Father.
Y podemos revelar al Padre.
By grace.
Por gracia.
But then look at the next thing here. We use this verse a lot. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden.
Pero vean este verso que usamos mucho que dice: Venid a mí los que están cargados y cansados.
And I will give you rest.
Y yo te daré descanso.
See, it is when we understand His grace.
Cuando nosotros entendemos su gracia.
And then when we come.
Y cuando venimos.
Seeking.
Lo buscamos.
For more of the will of the Lord established in our minds.
Para más de la voluntad de Dios que se establezca en nuestra vida.
I was listening to Billy Graham here recently.
Estaba escuchando al predicador Billy Graham.
There's a documentary. In fact, it's here actually in the library.
Hay un documental que tenemos de hecho aquí en la librería.
And he shares in an interview there.
Él comparte una entrevista.
The first time I made an altar call.
Dice, la primera vez que hice un llamado al altar.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Ni siquiera estaba pensando.
And people all of a sudden came to the stage, to the pulpit.
La gente empezó a venir.
To be prayed for.
Al frente para que oraran por ellos.
And he said 11 people came to Christ.
Y él dice, 11 personas pasaron al Señor.
And it was a miracle, really, a miracle through what I was sharing.
Y fue un milagro en lo que yo compartí.
I was ministering.
Yo me estaba ministrando.
And he said, I realized God had given me a gift.
Y él dice, yo me di cuenta que Dios me había dado un don.
To challenge people to surrender to Christ.
De poder retar a la gente a rendirse a Cristo.
God revealed my glory, His glory.
Dios reveló su gloria.
And at the same time, he was inviting me,
y al mismo tiempo me estaba invitando,
to challenge people with that gift,
a retar a la gente con ese don,
to come to Christ,
a venir a Cristo,
and to exercise that gift that was given to me,
y para que yo pudiera ejercitar ese don que me había sido dado,
in a deeper way.
En una manera más profunda.
So we receive the glory,
así que recibimos la gloria,
and then we seek for that glory.
Y luego buscamos esa gloria.
So the glory is being revealed because God chooses to reveal it.
Así que la gloria ha sido revelada porque Cristo ha decidido revelarla.
And then we come to him.
Y luego venimos a él.
And we find rest.
Y encontramos descanso.
In the glory of Christ.
En la gloria de Cristo.
We are so preoccupied for other things.
Estamos tan preocupados por otras cosas.
We are so intense about other things of this world.
Somos a veces tan intensos en cosas.
We're stressed.
O estresados.
We're tired.
O cansados.
We are empty in so many ways.
A veces estamos vacíos.
Let me tell you what that is. Déjeme we are digo, not satisfied.
Déjeme le digo qué es eso. Eso es que no estamos satisfechos.
So we need to seek the glory.
Así que necesitamos buscar la gloria.
How do we do this?
¿Cómo lo hacemos?
Through a constant relationship.
A través de una relación constante.
Look in John chapter 14, verse 9 through 10.
Juan. Capítulo 14, versos 9 y 10.
Because he communicates his glory to his people through a constant relationship.
Porque él comunica su gloria a su gente a través de una relación constante.
Jesus said to Philip, actually.
Jesús le dijo a Felipe.
Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me?
¿Tanto tiempo hace que estoy con vosotros y no me has conocido?
Philip.
Felipe.
Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
El que me ha visto a mí ha visto al Padre.
How can you say show us the Father?
¿Cómo puedes ¿Cómo dices tú, muéstranos al Padre?
Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?
¿No crees que yo soy en el Padre y el Padre en mí?
The words that I say to you,
las palabras que yo os hablo,
I do not speak on my own authority,
no las hablo de mi propia cuenta,
but the Father who dwells in me does his works.
Sino que el Padre que mora en mí, él hace las obras.
Having a relationship with Jesus,
teniendo una relación con Jesús,
we have a relationship with the Father.
Tenemos una relación con el Padre.
And we have the relationship with the Son,
y tenemos una relación con el Hijo,
through the Scriptures.
A través de las Escrituras.
Christ is saying, Philip, I am with you. So the mystery, the ministry of Jesus in this earth,
Cristo le está diciendo a Felipe, yo estoy contigo. Así que el ministerio de Cristo en
and the message that was written about Christ,
y el mensaje que fue escrito acerca de Cristo,
gives us the knowledge of the Father.
Nos da el conocimiento del
Now look in 1 John chapter 1 verse 1 through 4.
Mira primera de Juan capítulo 1 verso 1 y 4.
That which was from the beginning,
lo que era desde el principio,
which we have heard,
lo que hemos oído,
which we have seen with our eyes,
lo que hemos visto con nuestros ojos,
which we looked upon and have touched with our hands,
lo que hemos contemplado y palparon nuestras manos,
concerning the word of life,
tocante al verbo de vida,
the life was manifested,
porque la vida fue manifestada,
and that's the glory of Christ,
esa es la gloria de Cristo,
and we have seen it,
y la hemos visto,
and testified to it,
y testificamos,
and proclaimed to you,
y os anunciamos,
the eternal life,
la vida eterna,
which was with the Father,
la cual estaba con el Padre,
and was made manifest to us.
So
the glory of Christ came and was revealed to us.
La gloria de Cristo vino y fue revelada,
full of grace and full of truth that we were seeing.
Gracia y de verdad como hemos
that which we have seen and heard,
lo que hemos visto y oído,
we proclaim also to you,
eso os anunciamos,
so that you too may have fellowship
para
with
que
us.
También vosotros tengáis
so the message is proclaimed.
Así que el mensaje es proclamado,
so that we may have a relationship,
para que podamos tener una relación,
in which we fellowship with the apostles,
en la que podamos compartir con los apóstoles,
and with the Holy Spirit,
con el Espíritu Santo,
through the Word of God,
a través de la palabra.
And then look what it says, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father,
y nuestra relación es también con el Padre,
and with His Son Jesus Christ.
Y con su Hijo Jesucristo.
And then look at the blessing here. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
Estas cosas os escribimos para que vuestro gozo sea cumplido.
So have a fellowship.
Así que teniendo comunión.
And fellowshipping with the Father and the Son.
Comunión con el Padre y con el Hijo.
Gives us the joy that is complete.
Nos da el gozo que está cumplido.
So how do we do that? Finally here.
¿Cómo se
through
hace
humility.
Eso?
We come to Christ by faith. We come to Christ in a relationship, a continual relationship.
Necesitamos humildad. Venimos al Padre a través de fe. Venimos al Padre a través de una continua relación.
God communicates His glory to His people in humility.
Dios comunica su gloria a su gente en la humildad.
Look at these verses here.
Vemos estos versos aquí.
Again, Jesus spoke to them.
De nuevo, Cristo habló a ellos.
Saying, I am the light of the world.
Diciendo, yo soy la luz del mundo.
Whoever follows me,
y el que me sigue,
will not walk in darkness.
No andará en tinieblas.
But will have,
sino que tendrá,
the light of life.
La luz de la vida.
And then in John 12, 42 to 43,
y en Juan 12, 42 y 43,
nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him,
muchos de las autoridades creyeron en él,
but for fear of the Pharisees,
pero por causa de los fariseos,
they did not confess it,
no lo confesaron,
so that they will not be put out of the synagogue,
para no ser expulsados de la sinagoga,
for they love the glory that comes from men,
porque amaban más la gloria de los hombres,
that the glory that comes from God.
Que la gloria de Dios.
See, when we don't have humility,
cuando nosotros no tenemos humildad,
we are worried about what people think.
Estamos preocupados de lo que la gente piensa.
We know the glory of God is real.
Sabemos que la gloria de Dios es real.
We know it's important.
Sabemos que es importante.
But we keep a status on this world,
pero mantenemos un estatus en este mundo,
that is the status of everyone else.
Que es el mismo que el de los demás.
I'm not going to humble myself to receive or accept this glory in my life.
No me voy a humillar para recibir esta gloria.
Because I want to be a believer, maybe.
Porque quiero ser un creyente, tal vez.
But I don't want to commit that much.
Pero no quiero comprometerme.
I don't really want to look too Christian or too holy.
Tan cristiano, tan santo.
Because the glory of God is going to define me as a different person.
Porque obviamente la gloria de Dios me va a definir como una persona.
They wanted to be in the synagogue.
Ellos querían estar en la sinagoga.
Loved by the people.
Ser amados por la gente.
And that made them love the glory that comes from men more than the glory that comes from God.
Y eso nos hizo amar la gloria de los hombres más que la de Dios.
And also this shows me something.
También esto me enseña algo.
We're going to be as spiritual as we want to.
Vamos a ser tan espirituales como quieramos.
We are going to be as committed as we want to.
Vamos a estar tan comprometidos como quieramos.
When God shows us His glory.
Cuando Dios nos muestra.
If I humble myself.
Si yo me humillo.
And say, Lord, Your glory is better than anything else.
Y si digo, Señor, Tu gloria es mejor que todo lo demás.
It doesn't matter what I lose. Amen.
No importa lo que.
That's a priority in my life.
Esa es la prioridad en mi vida.
So let's go back to Luke chapter 2, verse 30 and 32.
Vamos de nuevo a Lucas capítulo 2, 30 y 32.
As we finish.
Mientras terminamos.
This man who was waiting for the consolation of Israel, Simeon.
Este hombre, Simeón, que estaba esperando por la consolación de Israel.
He was told by the Holy Spirit.
Se le había sido dicho por, le había sido dicho por el Espíritu Santo.
Go to the temple.
Ve al templo.
For there is a baby that is about to come.
Porque hay un bebé que está por venir.
And he is the promised one.
Es el prometido.
The Messiah.
El Mesías.
And when he saw him, he said, My eyes have seen your salvation.
Cuando lo vio, él pudo decir, mis ojos han visto tu salvación.
That you have prepared in the presence of all peoples.
La cual has preparado en presencia de todos los pueblos.
A light for revelation to the Gentiles.
Luz para revelación a los gentiles.
And for glory to your people.
Y la gloria de tu pueblo Israel.
Not everyone saw the glory of Christ.
No todos vieron la gloria de Cristo.
God revealed it to Simeon.
Dios se la reveló a Simeón.
But also Simeon was a devout man.
Pero también Simeón era un hombre devoto.
Waiting for the consolation of Israel.
Esperando por la consolación de Israel.
That humility was there present.
La humildad estaba ahí presente.
I'm willing to go, Lord. I'm waiting for you to show me your glory.
Yo estoy dispuesto a ir. Yo estoy dispuesto a esperar que me muestres tu gloria.
I don't know what you're going through this morning.
Yo no sé lo que tú estás pasando esta mañana.
But let's pray and say, Lord, show us your glory.
Pero hoy te invito a orar y decirle, muéstranos tu gloria. Fortalécenos.
There is healing. There is transformation.
Hay sanidad. Hay transformación.
There is power in the glory
poder.
Of Christ. People fall down in their knees when the glory of Christ shows up.
Cuando la gloria de Dios se muestra, se revela, la gente cae de rodillas.
People repent.
La gente se arrepiente.
People walks and follows the Lord.
La gente camina y sigue al Señor.
Because if the glory of God is a reality in us,
porque si la gloria de Dios es una realidad en nosotros,
we're not doing things in our own strength anymore.
Ya no estamos haciendo cosas en nuestra propia fuerza.
Let's do it, Father.
Vamos a orar. Padre,
we worship you, we adore you this morning.
Señor, te adoramos esta mañana.
We reflect on the fact, Lord, that you are mighty and powerful.
Reflejamos, Señor, en el hecho de que tú eres poderoso.
There is none like you.
Y no hay nadie como tú.
Show us your glory, Lord.
Muéstranos, Señor, tu gloria.
As we get close to this, the end of this year,
a medida que llegamos al final de este año,
and begin another one, if you will, Lord.
Y si tú nos permites, empezaremos uno nuevo.
Things are changing continually, Lord, around us.
Vemos las cosas cambiando continuamente en nuestro alrededor.
We face challenges,
enfrentamos
and fears,
temores,
and problems.
Problemas.
We need your glory.
Te necesitamos.
We need your power in us, Lord.
Necesitamos tu poder en nosotros.
To be established in such a way, Lord,
que se establezca de tal manera,
that you make us firm,
que nos hagas firme,
to move in different ways, Lord, in the midst of darkness,
para movernos en diferentes direcciones,
shine in your glory,
brillando con
shine in your gospel,
brillando con tu
bringing Dios, hope,
trayendo esperanza,
proclaiming your name,
proclamando,
speaking to people,
hablándole a la gente,
overcoming temptations, overcoming, Lord, fears and opposition from Satan. Lord, allow us to be strong in you. Allow us to be faithful in you, Lord, in your powerful name, Jesus. We need your glory, Lord. Lord, we need to go to church. We need to praise your name. We need to read your scriptures. We need to pray more often. But Lord, when your glory shows up, we are strengthened with supernatural power from above. Thank you, Lord, for giving us all the riches of your glory in Jesus Christ. We believe, Lord. We believe, Lord. Let our children and the children of our children, if you will, Lord, experience this glory, Lord, continually. May we behold your glory. May we cultivate your glory. May we pass your glory to the generations behind us, Lord. In your mighty name, Jesus. Awaken us, Lord, in our spirits. And strengthen us, Lord, to see faithfully, Lord, the revelation and manifestation of your power in our lives. In your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you. Guard us, Lord. And even today, Lord, as the remaining of the day goes by, may we proclaim your glory to other people. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand up and worship the Lord. He is here this morning as we finish.